What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the In Pursuit Podcast with your girl, Drea. Why do my intro like that? Why did that just now? Like I'm coming to the stage or something. Oh, I could have just spoke something into existence. Bow. Oh, sorry. I tried to clap, but I hit my mic stand. Sorry. But yeah, y'all, how y'all feeling? I know y'all in the house. I know y'all probably depressed. I know them kids getting on your nerves. I know you probably eating up all your baby snacks. Like, it's like Katrina all over again, huh? It's like Gustav all over again. Except the sun is shining. It's just a little virus going on, that's all. But no, y'all, on a serious note, for anybody that's feeling like that, I really want to encourage y'all, like, you are in alignment. Let me tell you something. A few months ago, I would want to say September of last year, your girl was in the house on lockdown. I didn't have a job. I explained that earlier in other podcast episodes, but I was in the house, y'all, from September till what? The beginning of this month, March. And I was on lockdown, depressed, eating up all my baby snacks, like in the house with kids. And y'all, I was losing my mind. When I tell y'all, I was losing my mind. But during that time, God really had me sit down. He had me reevaluate everything that I was doing. He redirected my path. Because when I was at that job that I was in September, I was moving forward with my music career, and I was doing it by myself. So every time I would get paid, I would try to go put a deposit down on studio time, or I would try to book a video shoot, or I would try to buy all of these clothes to be in the video. And when I tell y'all, every single time I try to move myself around towards my career, God automatically stopped it. He like, no, you're not doing that. And in September, I was doing that. I found myself again trying to pursue my own music career and trying to do all of these things. And I suddenly got fired. And y'all, I got fired from a lot of jobs, but to be honest, this time it wasn't my fault. But yeah, I got fired. I was sitting at home. I was mad, depressed. Like, okay, God, well, what I'm going to do now? I know I can't go to the studio now because I ain't got no money. I know I can't book this video shoot. I can't finish this video shoot that I was going forward with pursuing. And he just literally had me sit down, reevaluate everything that I was going through. And when I tell y'all, he literally shifted my whole mind. He shifted my whole mindset. I got closer to him. The times that I spent going to work and being at work and just trying to do all of these things, getting involved with all of these things, that time was spent with God. I was going to church more because I had time. I was going to church more because I had time. I wasn't tired after work. Remember what I said about feelings getting in the way of what you're supposed to be doing for God. But yeah, I was going to church more. I was getting more involved with church. I was listening to more sermons, watching more sermons. I was just literally like spending more and more time with God. And that literally like helped my mindset so much to the point where I was beginning to trust him, and I was beginning to trust his will for me. I was so done with just, okay, God, well, you don't want me to pursue my music career now after years and years have passed, or after months and months have passed? Then fine, what we doing? What you want me to do? And he literally just wanted me to sit down in his presence, talk to him, and have him reveal certain things to me. And it was a little bit, you know, frustrating at first, because I'm always like a get up and go type of person. I want to be involved in this. I want to be involved with that. I hate sitting down, not being able to do anything. So, when I tell y'all, I know how y'all feel right now. But that time for me was very, very beneficial. And it was also a time where God was just downloading all of these ideas and all of these instructions into me. And I was gaining like more and more knowledge and more wisdom of what he wanted me to do. He was giving me visions. He was giving me dreams. He was giving me all of these things that I'm just now starting to see kind of come into fruition, or getting clarity for all of those things now, come March, during this coronavirus, during the time where chaos is going on and everybody is panicking and all this and this and that is happening. I'm just now getting clarity from things that he been instilled and told me. So I just wanted to come on here and kind of talk about trusting God's timing. When I tell y'all, everything that's going on right now in the world is so biblical and is so prophetic that this is the perfect time to get in your word. This is the perfect time to seek God on behalf of your business, on behalf of your family, on behalf of your just anything, your kids, your mindset, anything that's been just toggling at your heart, anything that's been bothering you. This is the perfect time to seek God in this moment. Everything that's going on right now is meant to distract you. The job that I went and got for myself, that was meant to distract me from what he was trying to do in my life. And to be honest, the only reason why I went and got a job, the bills were coming, the bills were piling up, being frustrated in the house with a three-year-old, Jesus, needing, wanting to get him into daycare, really, that was the main objective, and just not being able to do anything, like I said. He was already implementing all of these things. He was giving me all of these ideas and visions and everything like that. But I took it upon myself to try to move forward and do all of these things and pursue all of these things, get all of these stuff done. But I was stepping out of his will, and I was stepping out of the timing that he had for me. So I really just want y'all to understand that this is the perfect time. Now that you're sitting at home and you're probably thinking, okay, well, what now? What am I going to do? God is in control of this. And I want y'all to understand that. This is the perfect time to realize, or God is allowing this to happen so that we can realize that he's the only one that we can depend on. Business is shut down. Restaurants are shut down. Like, stores are shut down. Everything is shutting down. Everything that we were depending on, the job that we were depending on, the money, the income streams, the businesses, is shutting down. And the only thing and the only one that we can depend on is God. Understand that this is a way of God showing us that we are not in control. Is showing us that his timing is perfect, not ours. His timing is perfect. Why do we constantly try to move outside of the will? Why do we constantly allow our emotions and our feelings to get us riled up and try to step outside of the will and try to control things ourselves? Look what happens. Who would have predicted a coronavirus? At the start of the year 2020, while in January, everybody was anticipating a great year, a great start to the year. All of these conferences were being made. All of these events were being planned. All of these businesses were rolling out. All of these new television shows, everything that we were in control of, everything that we were pursuing, everything that we thought were going to be beneficial to us. Everything is shut down now. And that only makes us realize, dang, God, like, you are in control, right? You do have all power in your hands. I'm sitting in the house right now. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. And we need to take that mentality and that same energy when we start getting back into the groove of things, when all of this stuff just perishes and goes away, because God is going to do some healing. I want y'all to understand, healing is about to take place. All of this, like I said, is prophetic. All of this is prophetic. Y'all read your Bible. Read your Bible. Okay? Do what you got. It's the perfect time. Crack open that Bible. Get up early. Go read your Bible. Come on. All of the promises that he's made to us, all of the things that he's spoken into us, all of the plans that he's given us, all of the ideas, the instructions, they are coming to pass. We have to trust him in that. We have to be patient in that. Y'all, I'm talking to myself too. We have to be patient with that. We can't keep stepping outside of the wheel. We can't keep thinking that we're in control of everything. Because in a blink of an eye, it'll shut down. In a blink of an eye, money will stop coming in. Restaurants, people will stop coming to eat at your establishment. You could have just, y'all, something that I've been noticing here in Baton Rouge, the economy, I don't know what's going on with the economy here in Baton Rouge or however you want to say it, but a lot of office spaces, a lot of buildings, a lot of retail stores are for sale. It's for lease, it's for rent. A lot of people, a lot of businesses are suffering. Businesses are suffering. People are closing down left and right. And this happened before the coronavirus. Things have been shutting down and things have been not looking the way that we are expecting it to look because we're looking through our own lenses. Y'all know I do Lyft on the side. So every time I go driving around Baton Rouge, I see a for rent. I see for lease office space available, this building available, this building is for sale. And I'm sitting up here like, why are all of these buildings for sale? And God is just really showing me that a lot of things are vacant in our lives. We are lacking supplies. We are lacking knowledge. We are lacking wisdom because we are constantly stepping outside of God's timing. We don't want to wait. We want to go get that building right now. And we want to start these businesses right now. And then months later, everything can be shut down. Now we're in a hole. Now we don't have money to pay the lease. Now we don't have money to pay for the rent of the office spaces that we want to go get. Y'all, I was literally just thinking about going to get an office space. And I'm sitting up here like, there must be a reason why all of these places are for lease, for rent. It's not sustainable because we aren't seeking God on behalf of the things that we're moving forward in doing. But look, check this out. It don't even have to do with business. It doesn't have to just do with business. It could be relationships. You could be stepping into relationships that God didn't call you to be in. You could be stepping into partnerships that God didn't call you to be in. You could be stepping into mindsets and habits and whatever it is that you are desiring, your flesh is desiring. You could be stepping into things like that. And in the end, it's not going to be sustainable. So, y'all, this is the perfect time to get in the Word. This is the perfect time to seek God on behalf of your businesses, on behalf of what you're believing God for. This is the perfect time. Don't not take advantage of this time. Netflix and chill, that's cool. You can catch up on some shows, catch up on some, you know, movies or whatever like that. That's cool. Spend some time with your kids. Spend some time with your husbands, your boyfriends, whatever. That's cool. But this is a time that's predestined. It's a time that's designed, specifically designed for business owners. It's specifically designed for God's people. This is a time that you need to take advantage of because it's all in alignment. It's all in alignment. Don't get discouraged. Don't get upset. Well, God, my rent needs to be paid. My kids need to be fed. We don't have any more food in the house. This is the time where we need to start trusting him. This is really a test of our faith. Man, this is such a test of our faith and a test of our belief in God right now. He's testing us. God is truly testing us. And you better be ready for the quiz. You better start studying. You need to start doing everything you can in order to pass this test. Straight up. So let's get out of our feelings. Let's come on back. Come on back to the secret place. I see you stepping out. I saw you stepping out, God. Like, I seen you stepping out. I seen you trying to move in your own will. Corona, come on back. I need you here for a purpose. I need you here seeking me on your behalf for your life. I need you to do some things. I have some things for you to do. And I need you to be focused. I need you to be prepared. Because when I open up everything and when I shut the coronavirus down, and when I start healing people and I start showing the world who I am, when I start showing people the miracles that I'm capable of giving, when I start doing the things that I'm doing in this world, in this nation, I need you to be prepared. So come on back, sit down, and get to work. Creators, you should be coming up with all kind of content right now. Podcasters, including myself, we need to be coming out with more messages. We need to be seeking God more so that we can deliver these messages. Yeah, it's time to really get to work. It's no time. Like I said in the last, well, not last episode, but in the other God's Plan series, it's God's plan. Hello. No more monkeying around. And it's not time to be, how do I want to say this? It's not time to be hitting up the people God told you to leave alone. Like, don't think that the enemy not going to come in this time and try to distract you even further now that you're at home and you have a lot more idle time. Don't be fooled. When you get that thought across your head talking about some, oh, hit him up. Oh, see if he want to come chill with me. Oh, I'm lonely. I'm bored. Shoot. Let me text him. Let me text her. Let me see what she doing. Come on. That's a distraction. The enemy about to play on our top so bad. I want y'all to be on guard. Be on guard. Your discernment, you should be praying so much for discernment right now. God, I'm at home by myself. I'm vulnerable. I'm lonely. I just read my Bible and I'm still lonely. I just watched a sermon and I'm still lonely. I'm still bored. I don't have nothing to do. Y'all, get focused. All you working moms who haven't had time to spend with your children in months, weeks, years, like, this is the perfect time to be pouring into them. It's the perfect time to allow God to pour into you so that you can pour into them. This is the perfect time. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge y'all. All the creatives, if you write music, you should have written 5 songs by the end of next week. Content creators, y'all should be coming out with videos. I follow some of y'all too. Y'all should be coming out with videos left and right. Left and right. If you have your own camera. See, I don't have my own camera, so I have to kind of work around and come up with some new tactics and new strategies to where I can put out more content. But best believe this podcast, more episodes are coming. More episodes are coming. So make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure you share. Make sure you rate. Make sure you review. Repost. Tell your friends about me. I'm starting to implement interviews into my podcast, so I'm about to start doing interviews with people, so that should be very interesting. Y'all know I do interviews anyway, but those are interviews that are face to face, so I'm excited to see how these podcast interviews are gonna go. So yeah, I'm excited. Thank you, God, for again redirecting me. Because I was at this job and I was just sitting there every day just like, why am I here? I'm supposed to be at home working on the things God been told me to do. And now I'm finally able. I'm back. Hey, I'm about to, first of all, I'm about to go cook me some breakfast because what? Your girl hungry. And I'm about to get this podcast uploaded for y'all. So y'all tune in. Make sure y'all praying. Make sure you're fasting. It's the perfect time to fast. What? What? McDonald's shut down. Burger King gone. Like, restaurants are closing down. Like, come on. This is the perfect time to fast. You ain't got nothing in the house to eat anyway. But yeah, y'all, stay tuned for more episodes. I love y'all. I love talking to y'all. I love seeing the reviews. I love seeing all the new followers that come to my page. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Drea's Story, DreasStory. I will be on there more frequently. Y'all, I do have some announcements that I want to kind of get together. They're in my mind and I need to put them on paper. So I will be making some announcements on the next episode so you guys can be more involved in the podcast, so we can start building this community. A lot of y'all are listening to the podcast. Like, I'm kind of like, oh God, what you doing? Who are these people? I want to know who you are. I want to interact with you. So announcements are coming. And yeah, I love y'all. I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.